In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Just this past Thursday, we honor the memory of two great apostles, St. Peter and St. Paul. And their contributions to Christianity were tremendous. When we look at the icon that depicts them together, and I hope you noticed on your way in, we see them both holding the Christian church in their hands. In other words, the church was entrusted to their care. And what a wonderful job they did with it. However, they were not perfect, as we know from the accounts of the Bible. Peter denied Christ three times before his crucifixion, and Paul persecuted Christians until his eventual conversion. They were not perfect. They had limitations. But unlike so many people today, they were able to acknowledge their shortcomings. For example, when Peter realized that he was standing in the presence of the all-holy God, he said, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." He knew he was a sinner, and he realized he had to change his sinfulness for holiness and goodness. In order to be closer to God, he had to change his ways. So often, though, we hear of people who are just the opposite, who cannot acknowledge their shortcomings. We see it on the news every day. We see it in Hollywood productions and in television programs. People do wrong and do not take responsibility for their actions. Maybe it is because on screen this is presented as something acceptable. Society and the world have created a gray area between good and evil. In other words, it is more and more difficult for us to stand up and speak against evil because society has blurred the distinguishing line. It has become harder to choose correctly. But from the very beginning with Adam and Eve, God defined right and wrong. They were directed by God not to partake of the forbidden fruit. To partake was direct disobedience towards God. Right and wrong was defined. It was clear. It was understandable. It was even tangible. As Christians, we must search to find and choose the good, or we need to look for God's will. We must recognize and repent our sins as Peter and Paul did. We must attempt to choose the right path, even when it's difficult. And it is difficult because we are bombarded by a media which exalts irreverence, dishonor, profanity, or evil in general. And this bombardment is often so subtle, we barely notice. I believe, however, that more often than not, we all make the correct choices because of our upbringing and our Christian beliefs. Why? Because our conscience plays an important role in making good and moral decisions. We understand that it is better to do good. Our conscience is like a voice from God, and it is present in all of us. This internal voice tells us what is good and what is evil, what is proper and improper, what is righteous and what is not. This voice encourages us to do good and shun evil. For everything good, the conscience rewards us with eternal peace and calm. For everything wrong, incorrect, improper, or evil, the conscience judges and punishes, so that a person acting against the conscience feels in a moral discord with himself. Therefore, the conscience, as the spiritual strength of a person, requires development and improvement. And we see all too often in our world, if it is not developed properly, then the internal voice, or conscience, in a man falls asleep and may die. And the line between good and evil disappears. It is all gray. It is all acceptable. Of course, we know and understand that this is not true. Good is good, and evil is evil. And I'm sure you all remember these cartoons. I remember watching as a child. They were on Saturday morning in those days. And one scene that reoccurred would show a character faced with a decision. Suddenly on one shoulder, his guardian angel would appear, encouraging the character to make the right choice. As he disappeared suddenly, a little red devil would appear, tempting him or her to make the wrong choice. How true these scenes were. Daily we are faced with these types of decisions. Therefore, the conscience plays an important role in our everyday life. It's like one of our vital organs. It is vital to our physical and spiritual well-being. Now, because we are children of the Almighty God, not only does He want us to listen to our inner voice, our conscience, to make good decisions, He also wants us to hear His outer voice, which are His commandments. He reveals His laws and His will from the beginning, and He did so in the beginning from the Garden of Eden. And He passed them on in writing through the prophet Moses. He has not wavered from those directives. And thus, for man to exist in an innocent, righteous state, it is necessary for him to not only listen to the inner voice inside him, but also to abide by God's law. Because those are the laws which separate good and evil. They clear away the murky, confused gray area. It is not enough just to be a good person. You must also follow God's commandments. Which brings us back to the dilemma that we face in our world today. In order for us to be in harmony with God, we must be able to hear our inner voice and hear His outer one. Like Saint Peter and Paul, these two great saints, we must be able to acknowledge when we are wrong, and we should all attempt to do right. There is no gray area here. There is correct and incorrect. These saints have given us the example to follow love for God, obedience to Him, repentance of sins, and always striving to do God's will. They heard both voices. We must do so also. Amen.